Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, the radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor of the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, What Changed with Gideon, already in progress.
If you abide in me, now you could put your name right there, right? Put your name there. If Thurman, if Bob, if whatever. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. Boy, is that a great scripture. That's a great scripture. Now let's go to John 14, 12, 13, and 14. I want you to look at John 14, 12, 13, and 14. I'm like Jeff and Dave. Verily, verily, or truly, truly, to think that the King of the universe has got to tell us, I'm telling you the truth. I cannot lie, but truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believeth on me. Are we believers in Jesus?
Yes.
That's us. He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. See, when Jeff and Dave were talking a few minutes ago about having this power in you, this power is supposed to be in all of us. And just like I was thinking as Jeff was telling the story about I give you what I have, I think about Peter and John there at that temple as they looked up and the guy said, I need some money. And Peter said, I don't have any money, but what I have, I give you in the name of Jesus. I think about what happened to Johnny Brumfield several years ago. Johnny Brumfield was in Manny, Louisiana, and he had a tree this big fall across a tractor he was driving and crushed his legs. They care-flighted him out of there. It took him a while to cut him out from under that big old tree, and then they care-flighted him over to Shreveport to the hospital, and he was in ICU for a month. They'd done several surgeries on him, and the doctors told him he will never walk again. You can't walk. You'll never. Your legs are so destroyed, they'll never be able to be put back together where you can walk. They brought him to the meeting and set him right here on the front row, right where this gentleman in the blue shirt is sitting. When it come time to pray, I walked over with a man with steel on his legs, sticking straight out, steel braces from his waist down. I said, sir, what happened to you? He said, 21 months ago, a big tree fell across the tractor I was driving and crushed my legs. And he said, the doctors say, remember this, the doctors say, you'll never walk again. You will never take a step. Johnny believed that, just like so many of us believe doctors. But anyway, whenever I looked at him and saw him like he was, I said, sir, the word of God says in John 14, 14, that we can ask the Father in the name of Jesus for anything and he will do it for us. I said, do you believe that? He said, I do. He looked at me and said, I'm a Southern Baptist. And if it's written in that book, I believe it. He's on safe ground. You know that? I knelt down in front of the man. I told him, I said, okay. I reached up and I told him, I said, take those steel braces off. So he took the steel off and throwed it off out to the side. And then I reached up and laid my hands on his knees. There is a scripture in the Word of God that clearly says we can just lay hands on people and they will get well. We don't even have to pray. We have that power within us. So I told him, I said, so, okay. So I'm going to lay my hands on you and I'm going to ask the Father in Jesus' name to give you two brand new legs. Can you agree with me on that? He said, I do. Okay, I put my hands on him and said, Father, give him two new knees according to John 14, 13, and 14. And I said, now then, brother, stand up. So he reached up and grabbed his knees and pulled them up under him. When he pulled them up under him, I reached out like this to get his hand. And I said, now then, stand up. He started, when I put some weight on him, his legs put pressure on his knees. He said, oh, it hurts, it hurts. I said, don't go by what you feel. Go by it is written. It is written, clearly says, we can ask for anything. And so I just picked him up. And when I picked him up, he come right up out of that chair. He's standing there solid as a rock. And I said, you can walk. And he's looking around. He said, I am standing. Boy, you talk about the unbelief takes us over in a hurry. If we know that we can't do something and we hadn't been able to do it in 21 months, all of a sudden now I'm standing, you know I can't do that. But I can do that. I am doing it. And so I grabbed him by the hand. I said, come on, take a step. Took one step. I said, come on. I took three steps with him, and I said, you can walk. You're on your own. The guy run around the podium three times, then ran out the back door of the church and back in screaming, God is awesome. I mean, what did Jesus say in John 14? Look at what John 14, 13 says there. John 14, 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me. Do we believe in Jesus? I mean, truly, do we believe in Jesus?
Yes.
Okay. Truly, truly, Jesus said, I say unto you, he or she that believeth on me, the works that I do shall you do also, and greater works than these shall you do, because I go unto my Father. We're supposed to be doing greater works than Jesus did. Is that what that said, Tommy? Wow. There's something wrong with us, isn't there? No, we're not knowledgeable enough. Then the next verse, verse 13, look what. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. So if I pray for you, or somebody else in this congregation that is my minister team, if we pray for you, if you have confessed your sin, if you have confessed your sin, and see, you and God is the only one who knows what your sin is. So if you don't know what that is, you need to ask God, Lord, what is my sin? What did I do that put me here? Why can I not see? Why can I not hear? Why can I not walk? Why, Lord, why? You said in Jeremiah 33:3, I could call unto you and you'll answer me and show me great and mighty things I know not. So, Lord, I'm asking you to tell me what I've done wrong. I'll tell you one night, Christmas, 2 years ago, I guess it was. Cheryl and I had been over to her daughter and son-in-law's house for dinner. We come home and she had a cake. I said, I'm going on the bedroom. She said, I'm going to take the cake to the kitchen. I'll be there in just a few minutes. I said, okay. So I go to the bedroom and I'm getting ready for bed, and all of a sudden my phone rings and I hear a squeaky little voice on the other end. Honey, I'm hurt. I mean, just a squeaky little voice. Honey, I'm hurt. I knew that was Cheryl. So I knew where she had to be somewhere. So I just threw down the phone, ran out the door of the bedroom, ran down the hallway and come into the ministry media room. And as I come around the corner, in that dim light there she lay on the floor. And when I saw her laying on the floor, I almost stepped on her. And I jumped over there right on top of her and put one leg on one side of her, one on the other. And I looked down and said, what happened to you? She said, I was coming through here and I tripped on that bucket and I fell down and I jammed my head into the concrete floor. Got a big goose egg coming up here and I've jammed my hands into the finger and they're all bruised and everything. And she was, and I said, that's enough. I don't want to hear nothing else. I said, I'm going to pray for you. I said, Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for giving Cheryl's sin, any sin she might have, any sin I might have. And then you said, whatever I ask the Father in Jesus' name, you will do. So, Lord, thank you for completely restoring and taking away all bruises or anything in my wife, in Jesus' name. I said, give me your hand, honey. She said, I can't. Give me your hand. I said, don't tell me that. Give me your hand. I don't want to hear I can't. We don't believe in I can't around here. I said, get up. I said, get up, woman, get up. Yep. So she come up. She didn't quite do it quite that good, but she made it up. She made it up, and she said, oh, I got to go to the bathroom and look in the mirror and see how bad the bruises are. I said, no, I prayed you would have no bruises. Now, what did the Lord say I could ask for, Tommy?
Anything.
Hey, that's the problem, right? We just don't believe the master, do we? So I said, in Jesus' name, honey, there ain't nothing wrong with you. You ain't going to have no bruises. Time you get to the bedroom, and you said, you're going to be fine. Now, I'm telling you, the average man and woman our age, if she had fell like that in there, somebody would have called 911 and would have had 911 come pick her up. You know that?
I would have been 67 then.
Yeah, you would have been 67. Yeah, okay. Yeah, so, yeah, because she's coming up on 69 now. Yeah. Yeah, so praise the Lord. But anyway, when we got around to the bedroom, she walked in the bathroom. She said, I've got to look at myself. I said, there's going to be no bruises. I mean, but, you know, she's still going by what she saw. She saw the floor. She hit her head. I mean, she had a goose egg on her eye. Yeah, never had one before, but she had a great big one. But I asked the Lord to take that away and not be a mark or a bruise on her body nowhere in Jesus' name. Now, Miss Jackie, what did he say I could ask for? So why don't I ask for the best? If I can ask for anything, why should I say, oh, God, if it be your will, Lord, please, Lord, if it be your will. No, that's not what he said, was it?
No.
He said, anything you demand in my name. See, the problem is we just don't believe him, do we? So anyway, I believed him. I got her up, got her to the bedroom. I told her, I said, now, woman, you're supposed to submit to me in all things. So I want you to listen. I don't want to hear not one single thing about bruises or nothing. I don't have no bruises. I don't have no knots. I am healed. I'm made whole. I'm perfect because my husband prayed in faith for me. And so I'm going to bed. So I went around there and got in the bed. And a few minutes, she come in there. And boy, when she did, she snuggled right up against me. And she said, I'm so glad I'm married to you. She said, I don't have a bruise or a knot nowhere on my body. Now, who is that promise in there for? It's in there for you too, right, AA? It's in there for everyone. Is that right, ladies and gentlemen? Is these promises that we're reading, are they there for all of us? Isn't that wonderful? They're here for all of us. Why in the world don't we use them? I guess not. I guess we don't know them. Wow. We're going to have to learn. We're going to have to. The best way to do it is get in the Word, right, Tommy? Get in the Word. Read the Word. And then when you read it, believe what you read. You got to believe it. You got to read it. You got to believe it. Wow. Let's go to, let's see, which one do I want to go to? Let's go to Matthew 18:19. We're going to cover Matthew 18:19 and then all the way through verse 35. And then, again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them by my Father which is in heaven. What did that just say? What did the Lord just say two of you could agree about? So what's wrong with us? Lack of faith. Lack of knowledge. We spend too much time doing everything besides reading God's Word, obviously, right? I know that was my problem. Still probably is my problem. Because that scripture couldn't be no clearer, could it, brother? Amen. I mean, Matthew 18:19 means exactly what it says. It's Kim and Scott's favorite verse. Amen. Yeah. I mean, they were raised both Catholics. Y'all will appreciate this. And she being a school teacher, you know, she's a word person. So when she read this and saw this in church, she asked the people there, says, you know, this Matthew 18:19 says, if two of us on earth agree about anything we ask, it shall be done for us by our Father in heaven. They said, but it doesn't mean that. She said, it doesn't mean that. What does it mean? Well, we don't know what it means, but it don't mean what it says. And later she found out it does mean what it says. You asked that couple, how many times, Kim, you or Scott, how many times a week do y'all think y'all maybe use that verse? A whole lot, right? But y'all get all kinds of answers too, don't you? You see, God did mean what he said. Again, I tell you that if two of you on earth shall agree about anything you ask me, it shall be done for you by my Father which is in heaven.
You have been listening to Thurman Scribner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, What Changed with Gideon? Or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.